All right. Well, hey, cheesy intro goes now. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning into the podcast. I'm your host, Michael Lafferty. This is the Banff Podcast. Your funniest and shortest super RPG-focused podcast on the web. With me tonight, I have frequent co-host, Mr. Walt Revillard.
Hello!
Hey, Walt, thanks for joining us. I understand you're calling us from a special location tonight.
Yeah, I'm surrounded by forklifts and riding jacks and all sorts of mechanical stuff, so there might be a little noise in the background.
Okay. You know, Walt, just to make it more interesting in my mind, I'm going to have you, like, I'm going to imagine you in one of the loading bays on those ships and aliens.
That's fantastic. In fact, I'm looking at one of those walking loaders right now.
Sweet. And speaking of aliens, Andrew Collis is on the podcast with us.
You know, Mike, someday we're going to meet face to face.
Well, hopefully I can run faster than you, Andrew, but I'm not sure if that's a good bet or not. So how you doing?
I am good, sir. I am good. I'm on my couch in my living room, just got home from work, so if you hear any strange noises in the background, call the police.
You live in Canada. There's no violent crime. What are you talking about?
You guys think it. We like what you guys think that.
Well, I hope not, because that's where all our Republican friends want to go. You know, after.
By the way, I do want to touch on that for a brief second, because we've just been laughing our asses off up here listening to them go on about it, and we're like, really? You want to come to a place that has no state religion, legalized abortion, social health care, vast and ecumenical welfare and unemployment status, we take care of everyone here, we don't allow private gun ownership except for hunting, you know, blah, 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 blah. Sure, yeah, come run away from that socialist country you now live in. Yeah.
Well, 75,000 folks have signed the petition for Texas to secede.
I heard about that. That's insanity.
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm an American soldier, but if Texas blows the whistle on that and decides to do it, I don't know, man. Texas is looking pretty good.
Well, you know, Jeff D. speaks very, very, very highly of Austin.
There's great barbecue.
And I've been to Texas several times, and Texas is, it's a nice place.
Yeah.
I have to say, every Texan I've ever met in my life, I've actually found to be a very nice, exciting person, though you do get a little tired of, how y'all doing? That just, that cuts through my head every time, but that's
my Canadian. I think everyone takes Texans too seriously. Some of the best backers I've ever gotten in my life have been from Cowboys. You just kind of hug them and let them get past some of that macho stuff. And then, I mean, next Cowboy, that's how you meet someone from Texas, just really. Ask them for a foot rub. They like it if you drop the pretense and get right. Or maybe not. Okay. Hey.
Mike, come out to Canada and try that hugging random strangers thing. You'll learn about our violent tendencies real quick.
That's just the drinking, right? Hey, Walt, tell me about your projects you guys are doing for Supers.
I'm pretty sure I could do that. Well, okay. We have our next product coming out, which is it's in production right now. It's right in layout, and it's basically going to be some stock art that people can use in their own products, as well as their own, you know, if they want to use it for website or basically anything, just like any stock art. The only difference is we're going to have super stats included, as well as adventure seeds and a couple of other odds and ends. And the great thing about it is each product will have 6 to 10 images included. And the images will be the original pencil sketch. And everything will be in high definition, at least 600 DPI. We're going to have the original pencil sketch. You're going to have the inked version of that sketch. And then a variety of color schemes on the character. Mm-hmm. So it'll be, you know, if you got a good guy, he might be dressed in, you know, red, white, and blue, and then the bad guy is, you know, like black and yellow or something like that. And then it'll also include one or two action poses or action shots also in full color. And then, like I said, this product will be able to be used in other people's products. And if they want to use the stats, those will be covered in the license as well.
Sweet. I've actually seen some of the art for this, and it's looking pretty good so far.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's going to be cool. And the first few are going to be done by me, and then after that, I'm going to start bringing in some guest artists. And the thing that I'll pimp out on the podcast first here is that if we have an artist that wants to come on and showcase their skills through one of these products, except for a small amount of the proceeds that I'm going to be donating to the Wounded Warrior Project, the artist will keep all the proceeds made from the product.
Oh, cool, cool. If someone wants to talk to you about that, how'd they reach you?
Oh, they can go right to my website, and my email address is on there. But if in case in case they read in Braille and I've misspelled it, it's KROH@hazardstudio.com.
Cool, cool.
Excuse me, hazardstudio.net. Dear God, first time I've ever done that in a year.
No worries, no worries.
And I encourage anyone who can draw to please do this. Otherwise, I got to break out the crayons, and man, that's not going to be good.
No, I've seen his crayons; they're not pretty.
No, I'm a writer, not a drawer. That's for sure.
Just trace, man. It works the guy's image.
Ooh. Oh no!
And this is going to be called Super Sketchbook. And when are we seeing that?
Should be dropping by the end of the week.
All right, sweet. So I'll get this up tonight then. Excellent. And there
nice.
Anything else coming out for Supers we should know about?
Well, right now everything's kind of bouncing around. If you want, I can throw another scoop your way. We've thrown a young man from our forums a bone, and he had a great idea to not only promote Supers, but maybe showcase what a great game it is to a lot of different people. And we've actually put together a quick start rules.
Oh.
So this will be a 15 page booklet. It's initially going to go out in PDF, and I don't know if it'll be like if the page count will be enough to actually see like a printed copy, but it could be something that we could do for conventions and stuff like that. I'm currently working on the art right now, as far as contracting a couple of folks to get the art done, and that's going to include the basic mechanics of how to use the game. It's going to include 5 pre-generated characters plus the characters that'll make the adventure work, and then on top of that, everything's going to be in full color, and we should be seeing that by the beginning of December.
Okay, cool, cool. And so that'll be basically Super Kickstart title, or?
It'll be just some quick start rules. So we haven't a definite title yet.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't been able to work anything out. But yeah, that's in the works as well.
Yeah, and just to remind, I would love it if you guys want to do a quick session on the air sometime.
I am ready whenever you are. You just give me the date, and we'll make it play.
Okay, well, once we stop recording, let's figure something out, either for December or the new year. Because once the baby comes in March, I'm going to be ridiculously busy. So hopefully,
yes, congratulations about that.
Yes, indeed.
That's awesome.
Hey,
very much so. Very much so.
It's going to be a boy.
Oh, really?
Well, it's sure what the ultrasound looks like. It's if it's not a boy, it's got some explaining to do. But yeah, it's. anyway, hey, thanks, appreciate it, and let's talk to Andrew.
I'm not allowed to talk to strangers.
Well, just talk so well for all of us listening then.
Okay. Hi, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Andrew, how you doing?
I'm good. How's tricks, buddy? What can I do for you tonight? What questions you got for me? Lay it on me.
Well, let's talk about your Good Gamer Karma project.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Well, finally, we were talking about the nonviolent, safe, wondrous world of Canada, and specifically the city I live in, Montreal. A couple of weeks ago, on a Sunday morning, before our regular gaming session, a bunch of us went for breakfast. And we parked in the parking lot at the back of the restaurant in a very nice neighborhood. We went inside, and we had a nice meal, and we came out, and the SUV window had been smashed. And our bags had been grabbed. I lost an iPad and a netbook and blah, 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 and my vinyl ChessX game map and what have you. But the thing that really kicked it for me, well, first of all, was the bag itself, was this beautiful, beautiful Kenneth Cole bag that had been a gift from the first class I ever taught. The students had bought it for me to thank them, to thank me for teaching them at the end of the session, which, I don't care if I replace it with another bag. I can't replace that sentimentality. The other thing that kicked me right in the gut was that my dice bag, or my Sacco dice, as the players have referred to it over the years, was in that bag. And some of those dice I had had since 1985 when I had started gaming in high school. So, yeah, lost, gone, over 100 dice, well over 100 dice, probably even closer to 200. Long gone, never to be seen again. You know, I like to think there's some meth head out there going, these are pretty, and then stepping on one of the Game Science D4s in the middle of the night, serve them right. But I posted on my Facebook page about it, just kind of angry. And my cousin Aaron, of all things, posted back. She says, hey, cuz, my husband used to be a gamer, and he doesn't use his dice anymore, and my kids leave it strewn all over the playroom right beside that suitcase full of Lego that you gave me when you were a kid. How about I send you the dice? And I said, sure, that'd be great. Thanks very much. And then a couple of the guys from the group bought me some dice just as a, you know, here's some dice, you know, to get started going again on the collection. And then my buddy Sam Kalman, who's a professor at St. Francis Xavier, yes, it's pronounced Xavier, by the way, not Xavier, in Nova Scotia, saw the post, and he said, hey, I've got dice. Now, this is the guy who got me into role-playing. This is the guy who got me into D&D back in the day. So he sent me up some as well, and then I got to talking, and someone said, hey, let's do it as a karma project. Let's see what we can do. So I've started the Good Gamer Karma Project. And the idea of the Good Gamer Karma Project is this. Throw a die in an envelope. I'll give Mike the address to ship it to because I don't want to announce it publicly. And if you want to, contact Mike on the show. Mike will have the address to send it. And just send me a die. One die, two die, five die, I don't care. Send me a die from anywhere in the world. I want to see one. How far away I can get a die from, and two, if we can get some sort of, you know, famous gamer like a Will Wheaton or something like that to participate, now that'd be amazing. Now, I have promised if I get 100 donations, I will do something back for the community. Walt and I discussed it, and this is what we're going to do. If I get 100 dice by, let's say, January 1st, 100 donations, 100 people send me a die, we're going to put supers on sale for a week at $1. So anyone out there can go to one of the sites that hosts a drive-through RPG, RPG Now, something like that, and purchase the game for $1. Two things. You get a copy of a great game for $1 you can't lose. You can try it out and have a good time, or, you know, delete it from your hard drive because you didn't like it. That's your call to make. And two, you help me build the most awesomely charged, kick-ass, bad-to-the-bone, karmically-infused dice collection from gamers all over the world. And I already have gotten responses from people as far away as Australia, and a lot of Americans and a bunch of Canadians, all wanting to be part and all wanting to send a die. A couple of them have shown up already. As they're showing up, I'm going to be taking digital pictures of them and eventually putting them on my blog, Earth-Alpha, at Blogger or Blogspot, whatever it's called these days. There we go. And you can find that a link to that on our zenithcomics.com webpage, by the way. And yeah, so that's what the Good Gamer Karma Project is. I want to believe that, you know, we all, in various ways, shapes, and forms, were outsiders. My generation of gamers, those who were playing in the 80s, the 70s, and the 80s, we were, as I said, we bullied few. And as a grown man, to have this happen just broke my heart. And I said, you know what, let's see if we're all really, you know, we're all still connected as this global community through things like these podcasts and RPG.net and other forums and other sort of Facebook groups and what have you. So there it is in a nutshell. And the benefit will be 100 dice show up. I will put supers on sale for $1 for a week. And I'll tell you this right now, Walt and I discussed this as well. If, let's say, pick a number of the air, 500 dice were to show up, I will write a full-length superhero adventure that we will give away for free.
Sweet. Okay. All right, and so if folks want to catch you at your blog, and this is the top post there right now, it's earth-alpha.blogspot.ca, or they can drop me a comment on the podcast, and I'll be happy to give them the right information to get dice to you.
That sounds great. I appreciate every single D4, D8, and D12 that comes down the pipe.
Cool. It sounds like a great thing. Let us know how this goes. And
absolutely.
You had some reviews you wanted to give, right?
Yeah, actually, I had promised I would do this because I'm not a D&D fan. I played a lot of it in high school and over the years, and then second edition I kind of fell out, and I came back for third edition, and it just wasn't my cup of tea, and I tried Pathfinder, but I didn't like it, and fourth edition was a miss. I have great expectations for this D&D Next, but, you know, from what I see, it's still going down the roads I don't like. And then I was reading a forum post on RPG.net where someone was asking for a style of D&D game that would reach what he wanted, and this guy, this Aussie, Justin Halliday, posted up about this game he had done called Heroes Against Darkness, which is free. And it's been described as a neo-clone. Basically, he took 3rd edition, 2nd edition, all D&Ds, including 4th edition, and kind of took what worked from them all for him and fused them together into one free game. And I love it. It absolutely made me want to play D&D again. It excited me. It got me jazzed. And it's free. And man, when I say free, I don't mean this is like a typewritten page stapled together free. This guy put some production value into it. He went out and he got art for it. He did a fantastic layout job. It's just chock full of goodness. Every review of it has been positive, and I personally wanted to make sure that other people had heard about it as well. I mean, I know this is a superhero podcast, but hey, superheroes sometimes, you know, wear armor and carry swords. So I really am keen on that, and I've provided you with the link so you can post it up on the show notes if you'd like. And also, he's just released something called Hero Kids, which is an introductory fantasy role-playing game for young children, which I believe he tested with his daughter's niece or something like that. His blog talks all about it. Well, that just got released. It did very well in its first couple of weeks. It was ranking high on the RPG Now sales, and it looks fantastic. So if you want to find a way to introduce your kids to gaming and you're a little worried about, you know, the complexities or the more mature aspects of D&D or any other game, this game looks spot on fantastic for that type of stuff. So I just wanted to throw those shouts out for Justin's great work, and I think people should check it out, especially the free one, man. It's free. You can't go wrong. Even if you just download it and read it, it's a pleasure just to look at.
And that's Hero Forge Games. You just search for Hero Forge Games on RPG Now or DraftRPG, and his guy comes up. You know this guy? You and Justin are friends at all?
Well, we talk on, ever since I found his game, I'm somehow tripped across the wondrous gamer resource Google+, which led to us talking on Facebook, which led to us now we discuss, every now and then we shoot the shit in Google Talk, because he's in, you know, Australia and I'm in Canada, so we're on opposite ends of the clock. You know what, he's helped me a lot designing custom classes for my campaign, which, Walt, we do have to talk about someday, writing that thing up as a product for release, just saying. He's a great guy. He really understands the math of D&D. He understands how to balance things without making them feel like they're overly balanced. And he's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
Well, if you want to see, I'd love to have him on the podcast, although being in Australia, I'm not sure how we could work out the time difference.
Yeah. Well, I suppose this is where I can say something else. Neither of you knew this, and I didn't really, but this leads into it. I used to have a podcast, the Zenith Comics Presents podcast, which went over like a Led Zeppelin. It was too long, too much. There you go. But I don't care. I like doing it. So I talked to John in the booth, my old partner, John Collett, who is a fantastic radio guy. He and I worked in radio together and went to the same radio school, and we've been friends for years. He plays in my campaigns. Great guy. And we're going to do it again. We're going to bring back the podcast. This time we're going to call it the Earth Alpha Podcast, and I've already confirmed Justin will be my first guest on it.
Oh, excellent. Congrats. Yeah, I've been kind of tired of ruling the superhero RPG genre of podcasts. like a weary barbarian who's kinged by his own hand. So I welcome I welcome more entrants into the field.
Well, yes, slaying makes for thirsty work, sir. We won't be doing it as solely superheroes. We're going to be doing it as all forms of RPG, films, what have you. We're going to open it up the gates. I think having it focused as a superhero podcast for me was a limitation, and I want to try and open the boards a little bit further and a little bit broader for what I want to do.
All right, sweet. Well, I look forward to hearing drop me a link when it goes live.
It'll be in the new year, and I'm looking forward to it as well, and maybe we'll have you on as a guest at some point, Mr. Mike Lafferty.
I love to talk way too much, but yeah, that would be great. I'll even stay sober for it. So I don't.
Oh, well, thank you.
Usually I only do that for AA meetings, so, you know.
Ah, well, yeah, you know, you got it there.
So, all right, well, sweet. Okay, guys, well, hey, I know Walt's at work, so we should probably keep this quick and dirty. Anything else you want to cover?
Supervillains for Supers has come out. It's on RPG Now. It's on DriveThruRPG. It is the first product I ever made, which was done for Bash and V&V and Icons. And now we have our Supers version up. The stat converts were done for us by a really awesome guy from the boards, who I'm not sure if I should say his name or not, because he has a, you know, I never know whether I should reveal people's secret identities behind their user handles. So on this one, I'll just say he's amazing. And if you want to know what his real name is,
it, I think.
No, shut up. I'm Canadian. I say French things every day. Monsieur Robillard. But Robillard. Anyway. Pick up the product. His name's right in the front page. How about that? And oh, by the way, I believe Mr. Walt Robillard did the layouts on that one.
Yeah, as I did on all of the edition on Supervillains. So it's all good.
It's true. It's true.
Cool, cool. All right, guys. Walt, anything else you want to cover?
No, just that you know, we want exclusive interview rights of the of Bamp Jr. When he decides to make his appearance.
I can't stat him up.
How about we wait until he's verbal before we start interviewing him?
Well, that might work. You know,
I've had a power waiting for him. It'll work out.
Yeah, nice, nice. Because you know, I mean, I can put him on, but he's just going to be like, what?
Well, I mean, that'll be an exclusive. We'll be the first one to have ever talked to him.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. But I got to tell you, I'm in this prenatal yoga class with my wife. And, you know, I love and try to be a supportive husband. But, dude, my glutes are such a workout because I'm trying to so hard not to fart in front of six pregnant women.
No, do it, because 9 times out of 10 they're probably going to do it in front of you.
Yeah, well, that's you're taking the romance out of it, Walt. You really are. So
yeah, well, I've been married for a while. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff they don't tell you. All my friends who've had kids have warned me when I have mine finally.
I hear it changes things.
Yeah, you will see things that cannot be unseen, my friend.
Yeah, we had that video at birthing class on Sunday.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to go into it, but yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry, this superhero podcast, we talked about superhero gaming. I want to float something out there and see what people say about it. I don't know if they can comment on the forums here or whatever, but I've had this itch to do something involving Golden Age, Diesel Punk, and superheroes. And I don't know if people care about that stuff or not. So tell Mike if you do. I'll be paying attention. And if it's wanted, maybe I'll make that my project for 2013.
Well, you know, I mean, just off the top, World War II and Diesel Punk fit together awfully well. And that's Golden Age right there. And I know when I was still affiliated with Vigilance Press, some of our World War II Supers products were some of the best-selling stuff we had. So I think there's an audience for it.
Yeah, maybe then. Well, let's see what people say. Let's see what people think.
All right, cool, cool. All right, guys, thanks for your time. And, folks, until next time, my horrible sign-off line is make mine bamf. Until next time, take it easy, folks.